We now have our gospel reading, so it's our tradition to stay standing. But if you need to sit down, God doesn't mind. So please do. But Tracy's going to come up with Tomeka, and she's going to read for us our gospel reading.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord.
Luke 14.1, 7-14. One on one occasion when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. 7. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. 8. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. 9. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, give this person your place, and then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. 10. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher, then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. 11. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. 12. He said also to the one who had invited him, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid. 13. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the disabled, the lame, and the blind. 14. And you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous.
This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Thank you very much, Tracy. Please do sit down. So, Tracy won't mind me saying this. Tracy uses assistive technology to help her speak. And me and Tracy have been working many hours trying to get it so that we can have her do the reading. We've been watching and listening to a theologian from America called Kate Wimbush, who has cerebral palsy and speaks about what it's like to be a priest, to inhabit this role, but with a body that doesn't work. And that gave us a little bit of license to say, well, how do we do that in church? How do we get Tracy to be able to use her assistive technology to help us? My sermon today is that reading. We didn't know, we just put in some dates for Tracy to do the reading, and we didn't know that the reading would come up, and it's just that God's kind of put a reading together with that chance. So that's what happened. And then at the end of the month, we're going to share a bit about what we've been studying. This theologian who has cerebral palsy, when we do Disability Awareness Sunday, so on the end of September, the last Sunday, me and Tracy are going to share some of our thoughts about this theologian who's really opened our eyes to different ways of inhabiting our bodies and following God. And what does that mean? But looking back to our passage today, I want to share with you some thoughts I had. And I'll offer them to you as I always do. These are my thoughts, which I have come to through reading the passage, through study, through my personal experience. You may gain different things from listening to this passage because of your lived experience and the things that you think about, feel, and do. For me, when I looked at this passage, I do as I always do. I think about myself. I'm enough of an arrogant person to know that often whenever I do anything, I am thinking about myself. It's the reality. You might think, Chris, but you're a priest. Yeah, we're the same. We're just humans in gowns. It's just slightly different. And I was thinking of who is the person being invited to the banquet? Who is the person Jesus is asking? And I thought about myself and all my things that I have to deal with, and I thought, you know what? I would be the person invited in the end of the verse. Because I've got dyslexia and ADHD, so school was hard for me. You can say, ah, oh, it's okay. Oh, they're just true, it's fine. I inhabit a body which is a bit broken. I have a degenerative eye condition, which means I went blind at 19. Luckily, I can see now. But so I thought, oh, yes, it's definitely about me, this. And then I thought, oh, yeah, because I grew up on a council estate, so it's definitely about me because, you know, we had it hard. Also had it quite good. It was nice. But so I kept reading myself into the passage and thinking, yeah, I'd be the one invited at the end. And I'm obviously very humble, so I'm, of course, in the first bit of the passage where he talks about putting yourself lower. That's always going to, I'm always going to be the one humbling myself. I'll sit at the kids' table. And then I had to really interrogate what it is I see, read, hear when I look at this gospel. In the parable, where Jesus talks about putting yourself humbly at a lower position, I don't think we have an adequate context in our society today to understand what it means to set yourself lower down at a table, other than a wedding where there's a head table and maybe, you know, table 13 is those relatives that you don't really want to talk to, and then if you're single, you're on the kids' table. You know, we don't really have that context. This is talking about one, the hospitality of the person who holds the banquet and what they'll be seen like, how they'll fare in their community if you sit in the wrong place. Not just about your position, it's how you honour the people who show you hospitality. So it's quite hard for us to understand it. But I think it sets a good precedent of saying it's okay to not consider yourself to be the most important person in the room. But what I really want to focus on is that second bit in the gospel, which is this. When I read it, I read myself into it. And as we go through our lives, you may see that on the internet and around us in society, a lot of people consider themselves to be the ones who are not invited. Unfortunately, the ones with the biggest voices, the biggest positions, the most able to advocate for themselves seems to be the ones who get heard. And the ones with no voice, the ones who don't have a position of authority, don't get heard. So when I read myself into the gospel and put myself at the end, I realized that I was completely wrong, because for all my intersectionalities, all those things about me which go together, actually, I get to stand up and share my opinion in front of you guys. And some of you will listen. That's amazing. I'm male. That means I'm automatically given privilege in our society above other people. I'm seen mostly as able-bodied, unless I tell you when I really want you to know that I've got some disabilities. So I have privileges beyond others. So when I read myself into the story, I really shouldn't. I should be thinking about how and when do I push for, advocate for, invite, include others. Others who have less privilege than myself. And I have to interrogate my own privileges. I have to walk that walk. I have to do the work of catching myself when I'm, woe is me, isn't it hard for me? when actually I'm probably one of the most privileged people in my circle. So I offer that to you. I offer you the chance to interrogate in prayer your own privileges as you get a chance to. And maybe if you're one of the people who says, oh, I never want to stand up in front or say what's wrong, you're probably one of the people we need to invite, because if you're always saying it's not me, that's probably something we need to talk about. So let's just bow our heads in prayer and ask God to help us to wrestle with and interrogate our own privileges as we navigate this world. Our Lord, thank you for your parables. Thank you for your opening up for us our minds, that we may ask questions and interrogate our world, our inner world and our outer world. And we pray that you'd work in us and around us.